is Friday. He is Jalen Anthony Rose. I am David Dowling Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What up, is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Four huge games in the NFL playoffs this weekend. We have a matchup of two of the greatest to ever do it. We have an update on the whereabouts of Kyrie Irving. Again, we have an update on the whereabouts of Kyrie Irving. But we start with a matchup of two of the greatest young quarterbacks in the league. Of course, I'm talking about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And you know who I'm rooting for? As a card-carrying member of the Bills Mafia, me and Benny the Butcher. That's right, Benny the Butcher and all of Griselda will be rooting for the Bills this weekend as the Bills Mafia comes to Orchard Park to cheer on the Bills against the Ravens. What do the Bills Mafia have to worry about in this matchup?
Shout to our producer, Demetrius, for getting this clear. You must actually have an ESPN show where Benny the Butcher will actually appear on it. To use that. You just made me lose my train of thought. That was so dope. These guys need to focus on slowing down Lamar Jackson. I know you're excited about being a member of Bills Mafia, but that's the reigning MVP right there. And they were trailing by double figures last week. He got over that hurdle. He struggled into the playoffs and got it, and he hadn't gotten his first win in the playoffs. He got over that hurdle. Lamar Jackson, along with a couple of other names you're going to be saying on Saturday. It's almost like a Ravens Fab Five. Calais Campbell. You're going to be Lamar Jackson, Calais Campbell. You're going to be saying his name. Marcus Peters. You're going to be saying his name. Marlon Humphrey. You're going to be saying his name. And the kicker, Justin Tucker. The best in football.
Secret weapon.
You
easily
will be saying his name.
Easily. Those are really good points. Now, let me make some points for the Bills because they've got a great secondary that's going to limit the passing game when they've got White and Hyde and Poyer. However, two names you don't hear a lot from, Tremaine Edwards and Matt Milano. Those are linebackers that are going to need to limit this rush attack, to limit Lamar Jackson, contain him so he doesn't break those big runs. Because over the last six games, the Ravens have won. They're averaging more than 260 yards on the ground a game. It is going to be those Bills linebackers that on defense that might not be household names that you'll be calling those names. Remember, Edmonds and Milano. Not the big stars that the Ravens got on defense, but that will be the key to the Bills defense. What are the key to the Bills offense in this one, Mr. Rose?
Now, the Bills have a distinct advantage in a different area of this game, the passing one. In particular, with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, who are breaking Bills records each week. And now all of a sudden, people understand, as a guy that can beat you from the pocket and on the move, how Allen has ascended to be one of the exciting quarterbacks that people feel like is a franchise one going forward. If you're able to beat Lamar Jackson in a playoff game, so very young in your career, that's going to help further a lot of that talk. Right now, I want to make sure that we continue to put respect on Lamar's name, and that's why I'm looking forward to this football game this weekend.
Let's go, Bills. In my opinion, the most exciting football game of the weekend. Come on, Bills. Do it for Griselda. Do it for blue cheese. Do it for Pintos. Do it for Buffalo. Let's go, Bills. Now, that is a matchup, two of the young, exciting quarterbacks in the league. But there's also a matchup of two of the oldest. Oh, I'm sorry. A matchup of the two oldest quarterback to ever match up in a playoff game. Of course, I'm talking about Tom Brady against Drew Brees. What is the key for the Saints to come away with the win in this matchup at home?
Heartbreak is the key. This team has been together the last few years, Jacoby. Mm. And in the playoffs, each time, they went home with their heads down in their locker room and tears in their eyes.
Good
They've
point.
Gone through it as a group before. They still have Drew Brees. He's back healthy. Michael Thomas, who led the league in catches last year, he's healthy. And Alvin Kamara, who just sent some cleats to the Hall of Fame because he had a six-touchdown game this year, is healthy. They also have Cook. They also have Sanders. This team is loaded. And I think that familiarity is going to give them a distinct advantage over a team that they've already beaten twice in this football season.
In the last time, they beat them 38-3, and those 3 points came at the end of the game on a field goal when they were down. And Jalen, the key for the Saints on the other side of the ball is getting pressure on the GOAT, Tom Brady. Because when you look at his numbers, pressure versus not pressured, when he is in a clean pocket, he goes from being the GOAT. Under pressure, he becomes a GOAT. Look at that, 84 QBR without pressure. 6 QBR with pressure. 6 out of whatever the top of QBR is with pressure. That is the key to the Saints getting after Tom. And if you remember that 38-3 game, Cam Jordan got him down, and also Hendrickson got him down. Hendrickson didn't play last week, but he is now limited in practice, and he can cause a lot of problems for Tom Brady and also cause pressures that lead to interceptions. Because if you remember that last game, Tom Brady was uncomfortable, and Hendrickson, who was limited in practice, hopefully he'll be available for the game, had a lot to do with that. Now, Jalen, I'm going to put you on the spot. In the battle of these two, two of the greatest to ever do it, who do you think has a better performance?
I think Drew Brees has a better performance, Jacoby, because of what you just said, the Saints' ability to make Tom Brady uncomfortable. And I don't think that Bruce Arians is going to decide to give a healthy dose of Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. Like, as much as we're talking about Tom Brady, Gronk is an amazing run blocker, and he's still doing a great job of catching, in particular in the red zone. If they decide that they wanted to clock kill a little more, they should try to take a version of what the Browns have made them successful all year and try to do that. And then all of a sudden, hit Evans, hit Antonio Brown, not the other way around with a 43-year-old quarterback.
That's a really good point, Jalen Rose. I know Bruce Arians records this because he's at work when we're on. So he records us, DVRs us, listens, watches the show when he gets home. And he's going to say, you know what Jalen told me to do? Establish the run, establish Jones, who's likely to play, establish Fournette, and then go up top. That's a really good game plan from you, Coach Rose. Now moving on to an intriguing matchup, probably the most lopsided matchup in the weekend, but does have some serious upset potential. Jalen, why are the Chiefs such big favorites in this one?
Because they're in fast forward, Jacoby. Everybody else is playing at normal speed. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Is that the cheetah? Oh, yeah, that is the cheetah. That's right. What about Travis Kelce? Are they just breaking records? Most yards, most TDs, doing backflips, trying stuff. Like, they do plays now. There's so many people in the backfield. I don't even think they know who's going to end up with the ball. It's like they're just trying stuff. Flip plays, guys in motion. Come on, dog. Don't pick against the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't be that guy.
I have some good news for Travis Kelce. The Browns defense is 30th in the league against tight ends. Again, 30th in the league against tight ends, and they're going up against tight end that basically broke every tight end record this year and made it look easy. But speaking of making things look easy for the Chiefs, if you've been paying attention to this show, you've seen that the Chiefs aren't exactly blowing out weak opponents leading into these playoffs and leading into that bye week. Look at that. Since week 9, their margin of victory is 1.3 points. Again, they've won by 6. They've won by 3. They've won by 3. They've won by 4. They're not blowing teams out the way you would expect a team like the Chiefs to. However, if the Browns are going to get this upset, it's going to be on the back of Chubb and Hunt. Because in the 9 games that Mahomes has lost in his entire career, the 9 games, again, he's only lost 9 times in his entire career, the opposing team has averaged 35 rushing attempts and 156 yards. That is the roadmap to an upset for the Browns, is just to run it and run it and run it. And sometimes it won't work, but to keep running it, keep running it, and keep running it, and try to keep Mahomes and the Cheetah and Kelce on the sidelines, because there's no stopping this Chiefs offense. Now, Jalen, do you think there's any chance the Browns can come away with this win?
When the Browns won last week, Jacoby, that was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
They spot them 28.
Right. And I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a new offensive coordinator, and they couldn't run the football. And they basically have a statue in Ben Roethlisberger, who I think they should actually consider moving on from. This week, they have Patrick Mahomes, the Cheetah, and Travis Kelce to deal with. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the best team in football. There's clearly the best team in football, the Kansas City Chiefs. But salute to the Browns. We'll see if they can pull off this upset. And in the final game that we will discuss, it is basically the best defense against the best offense. That's what this all boils down to. And what do you see winning that? Who do you see winning that battle?
I hate to be the offensive coordinator killer, but who did the Rams beat last week? Seattle. And I told you they was going to change coordinators too. For the Green Bay Packers, I talked about the Saints earlier and their amazing big three. And Aaron Rodgers has a legit chance, along with Patrick Mahomes, as we all know, to win MVP. Because can we start putting some respect on Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones' name?
Yeah, we can.
I can't wait to watch two first-team All-Pro wide receiver and cornerbacks in Ramsey go at it. However, this Green Bay Packers offensive attack continues to highlight the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think the offensive attack of the Rams, and by the way, Akers did a terrific job running the football last week.
He
but
did.
Jared Goff with a busted thumb, I just think Aaron Rodgers is going to be too much to overcome.
Well, you're going to have to rely on the defense. Because as you mentioned, you got Jared Goff with a busted thumb, and then you got Blake Bortles just, you know, coming from being out of the league to the practice squad, now being activated this week. The Rams are going to need the best defense to step up, and look at these defensive numbers that they have. Like, they are leading in most categories. They are second against an opponent QBR, first in points allowed, first in yards per play, third down percentage, they are third. And Devontae Adams, you mentioned, he leads the league in yards per game and TD catches. There's only one man that can stop him. There's only one man that can stop Devontae Adams, and that is Jalen Ramsey. When Jalen Ramsey lines up against the best receiver
Locked
on the other team,
up.
Look at what happens.
They won't
Just
let
look
me
at what
out.
Happens. Look at what happens. However, as big of a case I made for how great this Rams defense is, I just don't see this happening. I just don't see Jared Goff and his broken thumb and Akers powering this offense to over 14 points. I just don't see it happening.
And I love what you did there. And you know the name Jalen is a superpower. And he's
yes,
done a
is.
Terrific job of being a lockdown corner. And Aaron Donald also has a superpower. He keeps a crisp cut, taking his helmet on and off during football games. You know I pay attention to that as well. But I don't think their offense, Jacoby, is going to be able to keep up with Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay Packers.
I don't think so either, but I'll be watching every single second. And Jalen, we have some information that we have not had for what seems like 2 weeks now. We have an update on Kyrie Irving's playing status. You have to stay tuned to find out that. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. This is the segment where, against our best judgment, we let Jalen decide what we discuss. It is time
Woo!
For Keep Tang. It Moving.
Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with some update on Kyrie Irving's availability. Of course, we're going to hit the brakes on this one because we have learned that he is expected to play this Saturday after serving a 5-day quarantine and a $50,000 fee. Jalen, what does this mean for the Nets, for the fans, and for the league as a whole?
Must-see TV. Those personal reasons change when you realize you get to play basketball with the Slim Reaper and the Beard on the same basketball team with Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni as the coaches. And they're going to walk into the locker room and put 130 on the board and expect each of those guys to get 30 every night. You think he going to miss that? He'll be there Saturday night, my brother. You can put whatever on it. And it's going to be great theater the entire season and in the future watching this big three go to work in the Eastern Conference. Let's see if they can win two titles like LeBron's big three in Miami.
We will see about that, but it will start on Saturday. And just like every NBA fan, we're like, we got to see the Beard on the Nets. He's the same way. It's like, you know what? I got to see this. I got to get a front row seat to this. You know what I'm going to do? I was out for personal reasons. I'm coming back for personal reasons. And those are that I want to play with James Harden and Kevin Durant. Next, we have an update on the head coaching job for the Jaguars. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
As we've sort of expected for weeks now, Urban Meyer has been officially announced as the head coach for the Jaguars. What does that mean for the Jaguars moving forward next season?
Well, he's clearly an all-time great in what he's accomplished on the collegiate level, Bowling Green, winning championships at Florida and even Ohio State. I saw this guy take the Ohio State Buckeyes to an undefeated season and they were on probation. Like, he's outstanding, Jacoby, and the Jaguars are very lucky to have him. But what they better be also getting is an accomplished quarterback whisperer to be the offensive coordinator.
What's that?
Because Alex Smith is a seasoned veteran, and he doesn't make mistakes. But the other guy, and Tim Tebow was a Heisman Trophy winner. But Cam Newton and Joe Burrow, they needed to leave Urban Meyer in order to propel their quarterback scenario and put them in position to not only ball in college, but ball in the league. He hasn't necessarily been a whisperer for the position under center. It's going to be important to see who they hire alongside of him.
Jalen, you know I don't like to give you compliments, but that's a really good point. When you look at the list of quarterbacks that he has had, he's really only brought Alex Smith into the league under his own tutelage. Tim Tebow didn't have a great career. Cam Newton, Joe Burrow both did, but they both had to leave Urban Meyer to get into the league to play on Sunday, and all of his other quarterbacks have not had success. Hopefully he does recognize that in himself and then hire somebody to tutel.
I mean, I learned from Trevor the best, Lawrence. Like John Madden. But when you said compliment, I thought you were going to talk about my shirt.
That shirt is hideous. You couldn't pay me $2,000 to wear that on this television program. Moving on. The Jets have hired Saleh of the 49ers. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Fellow Michigander, I'm really happy for him. Wish he was more in the mix with the Detroit Lions. But either way, right now, it's the Jets. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Quietly, the Stretch Mark 5 is putting together an MVP candidacy in Denver, and he continued his MVP run against James Wiseman and the Warriors. What did you see from the Stretch Mark 5 last night?
You know how much I love the Joker, and it probably should be illegal to have a man crush on a basketball player like this. But I tell you what, anytime a center is leading the league in assists, for the first time since Wilt Chamberlain in decades, but you can also show me highlights of him doing a spin move off the post and doing a backwards dunk. And then you show me the jump hook. These are fundamentals, people. This is footwork, okay? The Joker is that deal. And you might have to take the mark off of that stretch because he looked like he in shape, Jacoby. I'm just saying.
I know. I used to feel like such a kinship to him because we both look the same with our shirt off, but he's starting to surpass me and play himself into shape. I need to get out in the streets, get some jogging shoes on, and catch up to the Joker.
Put some respect on my guy's name.
The Rockets got their first win in their second game without James Harden. James Harden. I'm sorry.
Y'all
the
got
first
the
James,
to put
post
Christian...
James Harden. Whatever. You know what I mean. Keep moving at the break.
So y'all going to put Christian Wood's name up there? It's like that? Y'all going to
keep
gonna
moving
do
at
that
the
to
breaks.
Me? Keep it moving for now, man. Keep I'm just happy he balling.
We keep it moving.
You know how much I love LaMelo Ball. I love LaMelo Ball so much. I'm going to make you hit the brakes on this one. Look at LaMelo set up Michigander Miles Bridges for this dunk.
Flint Town, stand up. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. And you know what I just thought about?
What?
Dun, 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 dun. Please play that dunk again. As Melo Ball was driving to the middle, I thought about something that happened in 1983. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Hey. The bridge is over. Ba-da-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Shout out to the OG KRS-One.
Say ba-da-ba-ba again. Take us to break with ba-da-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
We'll be back right after this. Put it
with the sound called BDP.
Two huge games tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. We have current MVP Giannis and the Bucks taking on potential future MVP Doncic and the Mavs. And the nightcap, it is the phenom Zion taking on the GOAT, in my opinion, LeBron James. That's at 10 p.m. And it's all preceded by countdown at 7 o'clock. You know it's countdown day because Jalen has a fresh cut. Now, Jalen, I love your perspective and your analysis on everything in the world of sports and pop culture, but there's one thing I respect your analysis on more than anything, and that is statues, and we have some statue news. The University of South Carolina has honored one of their greatest alumni, Asia Wilson, with this statue. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
This is so dope and it's well deserved. And you know I've traveled internationally afar and domestically and seen some of the greatest statues that have ever been assembled. This is one of my favorites. Because just to see a sister, and as you pointed out to me, right by the fountain, so it ain't buried, and it will never get buried, looks so angelic the way that that shot is, I'm extremely impressed. Big shout to her and to them. It's well deserved.
One thing I love about your statue analysis, it's not just what the statue looks like. It's important to you where the statue is displayed. Now, Jalen, I've learned a lot from you, but there's something that I learned from you this week. We had Duncan Robinson on. We celebrated the undefeated Michigan's men's basketball team. But there's another basketball team in Ann Arbor that's undefeated. Who is that, Mr.
Hey,
Rose?
Ladies! See, all year, right, during football season, you clown me about the Lions. Mm-hmm. You clown me about Michigan football. But guess what? It's basketball season now. The boys, the men, undefeated. The ladies, undefeated. And they're so good, their stats are similar, except the women are beating the brakes off opponents just a little bit more. Hail to the victors.
Can't wait to wrap up all the weekend's events, the Nets, the playoff games. We'll be back Monday at 2 p.m. on ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is podcast exclusive content. Now, Jalen, I want to tell you a story. A parent friend of mine, you know when your kids are friends, you have to be friends? A parent friend of mine was a teacher, and she has a teacher's license, so she signed up to get the vaccine, went up to the Bronx, got the vaccine. They didn't ask for her teacher's license. She said, oh, what about my husband? I was hoping to get my husband vaccinated too. They said, you should make an appointment for him. He's not a teacher. So they're not using a lot of vaccines. So my question for you is it unethical of me to try to make an appointment to get a vaccine, even though I'm not high risk, I'm under 65, I'm not on one of the professions that is cleared to get a vaccine? Is it unethical of me to try to get a vaccine to quote unquote skip the line in your thoughts? Now, I want to make it very clear, I have not done so, nor have I even tried to do so.
I think it's definitely unethical to skip the line. And for those that do, to me, karma has a way of repaying you. You know how much I love and idolize Charles Barkley. And I literally had my jaw hit the ground when he suggested that those who pay more in taxes should get access to the virus. I'm sorry, should get access to the vaccine first.
Seems like it should be the other way around, literally the other way around.
No question about it. And by the way, for the reason that he gave, and I don't want to get too technical here, is because you pay more in taxes. But for those who are most at risk, senior citizens, you know what they get? Social Security. They pay a higher percentage to the government from their Social Security than we actually pay to our money. A lot of people don't realize that. So not only are they more at risk, and they actually deserve it for all of the obvious reasons, but that statement to why they should get it first is also incorrect. And so for you to be one of those people standing in that line, man, I'll disown you, dog. I wouldn't stand next to you, dog. Lightning gonna strike, and I ain't gonna be there.
Never judge me on something I think about doing, because I've thought about doing some of the vilest, most illegal, disgusting, wrong things in the world. I think about doing wrong stuff all the time. Judge me on what I do, not what I consider. Okay, that's one thing I want to make very clear, that I have not done this. It was just something that crossed my mind, like, oh, y'all throwing out the vaccines and I can get one? Maybe I should consider this. I have not done it. But it also is... it's a simple thing. The people that are most affected, the people that are the highest risk, the people that have access to the lowest level of care are the people that should be getting the vaccines first. Now, everyone has their own thoughts and feelings about whether or not they want to get the vaccine. That's up to them. I suggest they get it because I believe in science, straight up. But, you know, if you don't, that's up to you. But, you know, I think that when you look at the map, I look at the New York City map of coronavirus, it's not hard to tell outside of Staten Island, the virus is highest in the lowest income communities. Coronavirus affects black and brown people and people with low income with worse effects than it does white people with higher income. So there should it should be the kind of the opposite of what Mr. Barkley, with all due respect, was suggesting.
And a lot of that has to do, and again, like, I mean, it really, to be honest with you, starts with slavery in this country.
Yeah, we know the reasons.
For the black and brown people. But let me just tell you what that truly, how it truly plays out. Proximity. When you have more money, you have more space. So what are we doing right now? We're physically distancing. We hope to send our kids back to school. Some states is different than others. My daughter Gracie's physically going to school in Georgia 2 days a week now. In Michigan, they're talking about having the students come back March 1st. And so what you described to why black and brown people are also more at risk is because they don't have as much finance overall, which means they don't have as much space. What are we doing?
It's so many more factors, too, in socioeconomics. It's all this stuff that comes with systemic racism. And,
correct.
And access to care and the pre-existing conditions that are part of the diet, which is part of correct. The poverty. Like, you can't cover all of the different variables that go into it, but space is certainly one of them. But moving on to something else that I think is going to hit home with you, because I've got in front of me two quotes from two GMs of your two favorite teams on the planet. First, Pistons GM Troy Weaver said this quote, "I don't put my toe in the water. I ride the front of the roller coaster with my hands up. My clip is always empty." Now, Jalen, the Pistons made some very curious off-season roster moves. What do you think about Mr. Weaver's, "My clip is empty. I'm going to take big swings. This is my approach to how I handle this position"?
You know, for me, and I'm rooting for Troy, and as you started off this question, my favorite team of all time, Detroit Pistons. So I was actually even watching Christian Wood play basketball last year. And I know you tired of hearing me whine about him and Tua, and it seems like forever. It's because you got a chance to hear me whine about it when the season ended. So like now when people see Christian, they don't realize that Jacoby already did a video of him on our television show in the preseason showing everybody that, wow, Jalen was watching Pistons games to see him. And he's not there anymore. His contract, 3 years, $40 million. His stats, 20, 13. He gonna make a couple of threes. He gonna get a few blocks. The only other player that's gonna have stats like him, I'm not saying he's as good as him, is Anthony Davis. Remember I told you this. He's going to be the only guy that's getting 20-10, getting two blocks, and here's the kicker. Porzingis is going to be in this category too, in two blocks.
There's a few.
It's a couple of guys. And so when you have a player like that and you lose him, and I look at my team and we still have Blake Griffin, who's going to get Christian Wood's entire contract this season?
Wait, we got some more statue news. The Pistons still have Blake Griffin. Sorry.
I like what you did there. And then we go into the draft. Killian was not my favorite. You know that. He wouldn't be the first player to prove me wrong. But as a fan, he got some proving to do. Now I want to see him get healthy first. But man, Halliburton, looked good in the red, white, and blue.
No, wait. Halliburton was picked before. Oh, I'm sorry. Halliburton was picked after Killian Hayes, right?
See, but for me, I followed him closer because he played in college in the United States. So, again, like, we shall see. So, to answer the quote direct, I hope that's true. Because when I go to amusement park.
Let me tell you why I don't ride roller coasters.
I don't ride roller coasters because I'm the opposite. I don't want to sit in the front and I don't want to have my hands up. When I was like 15 and under, yeah, I wanted to do that. But when I started getting older and realized that I don't want to scream nonstop for 3 minutes, I gave that up. Well, I don't want to be sitting, you know, thousands of feet in the air in despair, going down a hill fast as possible, when every now and then at Cedar Point, the greatest amusement park of all time, accidents take place.
Accidents take place. You know what? You know what? There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than obviously some sort of serious injury coming from some sort of amusement ride. But you know what else scares me is that when people get stuck. It's like, oh, they just get stuck. Like, you don't die. You don't get hurt. But you're just kind of sitting there for like an hour and a half while the rescue crew has to come and figure out how to get you down and all that. Like, no, thank you. No, thank you. But I'll ride a roller coaster real quick. Now, not only that, we have the GM of the Pistons. Now we have this from the GM of the Lions. After Brian Holmes was hired as Detroit Lions GM, he cried to his mother and said, quote, I really think I can make a difference. Different approach. Not talking about empty clips and riding roller coasters. Talking about calling his mom and crying. Your thoughts on his approach and the juxtaposition between these two quotes.
I've watched the Lions win one playoff game, dog, in my lifetime. And they've only won one since the 50s. We won a national football championship. We've never made it to or won a Super Bowl, clearly. So, respectfully, do you realize I've probably heard more of these press conferences than anybody in the history of football.
But you know one thing I love about this is you know what do I love, especially in professional scenarios?
Keep expectations low.
Keep expectations low. He's like, I think I can make a difference. I think we can make the playoffs. I think maybe we can get a couple wins. Maybe we can beat the Packers once. You know what I mean? Like when the expectations are this low, that's exactly what you want in a professional scenario. Now, Jalen, I've never been to a swingers party yet. You know what I mean? Who knows where life will bring us on this journey? But there was one in Argentina at a rural farm. About 10 couples, 20 people involved, and who knows what was going on inside. And some people showed up dressed as police. And the people inside the swingers party were like, oh, good. The strippers are here. So they're going up to the strippers and flirting with them. And talking to them, waiting for them to turn the music on and start taking their clothes off. And the strippers were like, no, 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 we're police officers. Like, we're real police officers. Jalen, if you were one of the police officers, how would you handle the situation?
I wish everybody could see me right now. With my elbow on my knee, my hand on my chin, and I'm just shaking my head. You know why I'm doing so, Jacoby?
Why is that, Mr. Rose?
Get your people, dog. Get your people.
That's Argentina. They're Argentinians. They're Argentinians, man.
Let me tell you something. The blacks don't attribute fun in the cops. They don't go together.
Well, I got a story for you. My wife doesn't listen to the podcast, so my wife was at a bachelorette party, I should say. A lot more women there that look like you than look like me. My wife is black, if you don't know. So they go to New Orleans, right? And then I'm looking at the social videos. I don't care. Like, I'm not the type to ask questions and be like, don't get no strapper, don't do that. I don't care what you do. Come back, whatever. I'm not gonna launch an investigation when you walk in the door, right? But I'm looking at the social. One of her friends put on social, they rented a house, and police officers walking through the house. And I was like, and then I called her, and we were talking. I was like, oh, you got some strippers? Like, good for you. You know what I mean? Like, I hope, you know, I hope the bride, shout out to Roller K, I hope she had a good time. And she's like, no, no, no. Those were real police officers. I'm like, Joey, like, you don't got to lie to me. Like, I support you. Have some fun. She's like, no. Those weren't strippers. I was like, Joey, like, I don't know why you got to say this. Like, I saw it on Zoe's Instagram. And she's like, no. The fire alarm went off. Those were actual police officers. It took a long time for her to convince me that they were real police. And I was finally like, oh, okay. Yeah, real police.
How about this, though, Jacoby? I got to ask a follow-up question.
Okay. You know how I feel
about
those.
And again, like I said, people that look like me, when we start think of celebrating anything and having fun, the last people that are on the menu will be police.
Yeah, I promise you. Yes.
I promise you. But here's what I want to ask you.
Firemen, please. Send me firemen.
But here's what I want to ask you, esteemed gentleman, a professional. Do you have any problems with the stripper dry rubbing against your wife? You know those leave stains.
I don't.
You know those leave stains.
I don't.
Got it.
I don't, okay. Mr. Rose. I don't at all. Sounds like you do.
I'll just ask you.
You know what that sounds like to me? Double standard. That sounds kind of misogynistic to me.
I would just ask.
Sounds like we don't live in an equal society.
I was just asking.
You're people fighting for 400 years for equality. And then it only applies. Equality is a blanket statement. Equality doesn't, you don't pick and choose equality, dog. Equality is species-wide in all scenarios.
And as an amazing husband like yourself, I just wonder how you will feel. If you walk to the door and one of the strippers happened to open the door and they had a stain on their pants for dancing with your wife.
I mean, that's a little too detailed. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the hypothetical. It's one thing to go down the hypothetical highway, but you took an exit off the hypothetical highway, went to a dirt road, and found an abandoned barn. I'm not answering
that
hypothetical.
Well, maybe this is me being old and washed up. Or maybe we're the same age, equally washed.
It sounds like you have a problem. So would you have a problem?
So y'all know when Jacoby get defensive because he won't let me talk. Y'all know it's the last time.
Go ahead, talk. Well, I'm just keeping you because the last thing you said was damn near going to get us canceled and fired. That's why I'm talking, dog. That's why I'm talking. Please. You can't talk because of what you're talking about. You got cut off. You got cut off at the microphone bar. That's what happened.
I'm going to think about you the next time I go to Wingstop. I'm going to ask Louisiana dry rub.
Please do. Please do. Yeah. Oh, we're definitely about to get canceled. I can't wait for this weekend. We got Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Kevin Durant on the same team. We got divisional playoff games, four playoff games. There's only seven games left in your NFL season. And if they allow us to come back on Monday, if they don't take this studio down and unplug these microphones, will be back. Why is that, Jamie Rose?
Oh, man. This show is so therapeutic. I love you guys so much.
I love you too, buddy.
I needed that. Now I got to get off the couch and go face life. We're not done.